It's 93.7 WEEI, Rich, Ken, and Christian Arcand. You can call us right now at 617-779-7937. That's my way, the preferred way that I like to communicate with people. I don't keep social media on during the show. It's just too distracting. Too many things going on at the same time. And also the Odyssey app is a great place where you can go on there, go to the little microphone, leave us a message, and launch us a take grenade. We play that a little bit later on in the show. I am very interested, because we are down at Fenway right now, I'm very interested to see what the crowd reaction is going to be, because this team has had a lot of low points. They've never been this low, not just statistically, but also with even Sam Kennedy coming out and just saying, I can't make any excuses anymore. This team's absolutely awful. Like, even ownership, not ownership, but even management is saying what we've been saying for what seems like forever about this team, is that they don't seem to have any hope. As a matter of fact, this whole, hey, they're going to try to do whatever they can to get some sort of big bat in here. I think the term that Sam Kennedy used was, we might be pivoting.
Oh, it's my phrase.
That's right. He might be pulling a Ken Laird pivot and not be going down that road, which means, yay, this season is going to stink, and they're relying on Roman Anthony, Garrett Crochet to come back, and it doesn't sound like Garrett Crochet is coming back anytime soon. And Roman Anthony, that's just when there's no news about anything, and that, you know, even Chad Tracy just doesn't have the best face when you ask him about it. That's going to be a while as well.
Well, and so the news on that is Garrett Crochet just spoke. Our Rob Bradford chatted with him. He'll be on at 5 o'clock Brad phone. He said, Crochet says he kind of misspoke. It wasn't really the lat. It's the shoulder. There was no setback. However, he will not be back before the All-Star break. And at that point, I can't imagine he pitches at all this year. Why would you come back in the second half if you're that far out of it?
Yeah.
But to that first point, Rich, with all these people around, all these Scottish kilts that pass us every year second here at Fenway, this is a godsend for the Red Sox. There is so much international flair now coming into Fenway for the next week. Everybody's confused as to what the hell's going on in the field. There will be no booing. There will be no paper bags.
Well, no. I think the Scotchman, I guess they wear bags on their head when they go to the games. They pay so much money, I can't even see. Like, I guarantee you, they're going to think that's just what it is.
I'm telling you, yes.
I'm over under on how many bags are going to be in the audience today.
I think if you get
too hot tonight,
a half. I don't expect it tonight.
You don't expect
it
at all.
Too much international goodwill.
There's not going to be one person with a bag on their head tonight.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I thought so yesterday, but I've changed. Oh well,
Stiz, are you going?
Yes.
Well, you can bet on this on Cal.
Oh, Stiz, you are going.
Yes, I am.
Are you bagging it?
Absolutely.
WEI, your home of the Red Sox.
No, I don't know. Mike Thomas may be upset at me.
No, of course you are not going to be doing that. Wink. But I guarantee you, you're going to see that. And I think that that's one of the only ways that ownership actually gets the message. They don't like to be embarrassed. And obviously, everyone wants to see this team play well, and everyone wants to see them, you know, back up and running. But the Breslow thing is embarrassing. The team where they're at right now and the dysfunction behind the scenes is embarrassing. And as I said, the only thing that I can take a look and say could be working, and none of us even know it, is that Chad Tracy might be keeping that clubhouse from turning on each other. Because when a team is this bad, you hear about sniping, you hear about things getting leaked out, and it's been pretty quiet. So I don't know if that's the case, but maybe, just maybe, there's other teams that are taking a look at what Chad Tracy is doing, despite, I mean, you can't win. They all know that you can't win. You've heard what other GMs and other scouts are saying about this team. You know, the pieces that they've put out there to try to win every game, it's embarrassing. So you can't expect Chad Tracy to just perform a miracle and get that out of these guys. But one thing that it looks like has been going right is that there's not a lot of sniping back and forth.
Mickey Gasper is getting new bats delivered, and he's hitting leadoff tonight. So if those come in time, you could see some change.
Oh, boy.
You also have Sonny Gray on the mound tonight, who is 7-1. He's true. The one guy that Arcane, you and I agreed, is redeemable on this
team.
Yeah,
him and Contreras. So, and that's how Craig Breslow should begin and end every single sentence that he ever has, yeah, by saying Wilson Contreras and Sonny Gray. By the way, Crochet, team player for taking the rap on that. He didn't have to. He didn't have to be like, oh, I misspoke. He didn't misspeak. It is worse than anybody thought. He's been out for how long? I mean, come on. Like, obviously, it's worse than you initially said. Everyone said it was a mild lat strain. He wouldn't be on the IL that long. And now it's like he won't be back before the All-Star break. That's exactly right. Crochet, I think, is either trying to be a team player or someone told him, hey, go out there and say you misspoke. But I think Crochet has enough, enough resume to be like, all right, I'll take the rap.
Rich, maybe your point, Chad Tracy pulled him aside and they're doing the right thing. They're at least acting in a proper manner the last 2 days in terms of their PR spin.
Could be. All right, John on line one. What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Ken.
Yep.
You can't be this dumb. You're an engineer, for Christ's sake.
Yes, he can.
This day stadium is full every year, 3 million deep, of nobody that wants to go to the Red Sox game that lives here. But because of that big stupid wall and because of the pesky pole and all the nonsense that's associated with that dump, I cannot stand it. Have a raffle and start selling raffle tickets so that you can push the little plunger to blow up Fenway Park and bring back a Three River Stadium and make this team be supported by local fandom. The World Cup crowd has nothing to do with this, because every asshat from Anchorage, Alaska to Augusta, Georgia brings their wife and two kids to have the hot dogs and the ice cream and stand by the big stupid wall and have the Fenway tour and get their picture taken with the statue outside. Nobody comes here from Boston. It's like people saying, geez, I voted for Kennedy. He won every year the election. I never heard of anybody vote for Ted Kennedy, but still he sat there every year. It's the same goddamn thing with this team. Nobody from this area is going to the games. Nobody wants to go to the games because they don't have to buy the proper players anymore since everybody else comes. Why waste the money on the product? And that's why this team is where it is.
John, great call. By the way, and that's a caller that Jackson gave a 4.
Bump him up to a 4.5.
I was going to say, that's a 4.5. Oh, yeah. Yes, he bumped himself up. Started off as a 4, and it went to a 4.5.
The call was so good, I have no rebuttal. I mean, it was just that it was that impressive. However, yes, there are lot of pink hats.
You're flustered. I love this.
It's a good point. I mean, yes, but we have seen bags on heads here before. I don't think
this season either. We've seen bags on heads.
So there have been people here that have vocalized it or expressed it. I don't think this weekend is the weekend it's going to come to a crescendo.
Well, if not this weekend, then when? Like, this is as bad as it gets.
Next Yankee series, maybe? Once the World Cup fever dies down and you get a team in here that's really pounding you and it gets to a rock bottom, I think they're going to
care enough by then.
Well, that's honestly true.
I mean, maybe the apathy may set in by then. Okay. That's what they should be scared of.
So that's a great point. Yeah. And the only thing that embarrasses ownership more than, you know, fans going out there with bags in their head is apathy, when they just, people stop talking about them, people stop caring. I just think that this team has been such an absolute dumpster fire that there's something to talk about every day. Like, I mean, there's all this crazy crap that's going on. The Breslow thing really is, to me, is standing out as being something that they might have to make a move on. And you said that Sean McAdam said he would be absolutely shocked if by the end of the season, Craig Breslow is still here.
That is surprising from McAdam, because with the lockout looming, I don't think it's that crazy to think at this point they'll just keep him until the labor dispute is settled, right? I mean, what is there to GM in the offseason this coming year?
I just think they're saving face, too. Like, I mean, just to the fans. Like, this is what the fans want.
Well,
they want him gone.
But then do it before the trade deadline. That's what I don't get. Like, why?
Right, I said the same thing. Yeah. I've been saying that.
You either do it now or you don't do it until after the labor dispute. There's no point in doing it in September. What's the point of that?
I don't know. All I know is that Shaughnessy, this was the best thing from his article this morning, is because he talked to what he is calling the Cora 7? Is that
Cora 7?
Yeah, the
includes one of them is Veritech. We know that.
That's right, with the thumbs
like
down in the photo.
Yeah.
He said, "I believe Breslow is safe because the Sox are only 2 months removed from April's seismic shakeup and don't want to appear as unstable as they obviously are. Ownership hitched its wagon to Breslow when Cora and company were fired, and now they have nowhere to run. Quote, they cannot fire Craig, one of the, quote, Cora 7 told me Thursday, quote, because if they fire him, why did they fire us? I mean, that does make them look pretty bad.
It does, but they suck too. Like, you know, like you got fired because you also sucked. Like, they didn't want to fire everybody all at once.
Right.
And so they're spacing it out. That's what it is. It doesn't mean you were good. You know, like, right. Why'd they fire? Because you suck too.
And they were like, Breslow and his people are not. Like, the harder job was firing Cora and explaining that to the fans. This is the easy part.
Yeah, right. And I've been saying this, the reason that he might be sticking around is because Breslow is a human shield for John Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everyone can scream at Craig Breslow and John Henry's not getting any of the crap. But once Breslow's gone, you're wide open. So that might be a reason they're just going to keep him for the rest of the season. They know the team's bad. It's not going to get any better before the end of the year. So why not just sit there and take it, bite your lip, and hopefully do something when the offseason comes around. All right. In happier news, the Celtics might be making a major change. The Giannis talk has, in the last 24 hours, blown up. And it was dead for a while, but now Bill Simmons has come out, Kevin O'Connor has come out, and Sam Amick from the New York Times and The Athletic has said that, believe what you're hearing, the Celtics are in. And as a matter of fact, Kalshi has gone from 9% 2 days ago, chance of Giannis being a member of the Boston Celtics, to, what'd you say, it was up at like 40?
40. 41 Heat, 40 for the Celtics. And Ira Winderman, who's covered the Heat for 38 years, said the Giannis to Boston smoke is, quote, very real and the Celtics are looking to find a third team for Jaylen Brown.
Awesome. John Corrales, who we love having on, he is a Celtics insider. He wrote a great article about this. We will talk to him next in 2 minutes. We're not going anywhere. 2 minutes, we'll be on with John Corrales about Giannis.